Episode 2 of Getting Real with Melina, we slightly recap the very first episode of this show. We talk about skinny dipping, Craigslist's Satan's marionette puppet, and Dolph Lundgren.
Getting Real with Melina, a forum where we can talk about life, have some good laughs, and maybe, just maybe, give you something to think about.
Welcome to Getting Real with Melina. I am your host, Melina Perez, and I'm glad you can join us today as we find random things to talk about regarding life and all the incredible super absurdities we can find on the internet. I would also like to strongly implore people to send in audio submissions and be a part of the show. It will be fun, so join in. What you got to lose?
Did you know
that lighters were invented before matches? Yes, it is true. If you look it up, you will find out that the modern matchbox was created in 1827, and the cigarette lighter was created 11 years before that, in the year 1816. If you don't believe me, you will have the link to an interesting article I found regarding it, along with the other resources I use on this show at realmelina.com. I just thought I'd share that little fun fact with you guys. I like little stuff like that, so I just wanted to share it with everybody. Now, on last week's episode of Getting Real with Melina, we talked about Burrito Box and You Farted During Boyhood. I got great responses from all of you guys regarding this little show I created, and I wanted to thank you for it. Here are some comments that people submitted on Twitter. Now, you have to forgive me if I mess up on some of these names. I'm only human, so don't make me feel bad about it, alright? At Vashon Pearson underscore says, "It was awesome! Can't wait to hear more episodes!" Laugh Love Dream says, "Getting Real with Melina is entertaining." At Heart Attack Sports, told me it was great. Thank you. At D. Nicole 67 says, "Damn it! It's 1 a.m. here, and you've made me hungry! Thanks a lot!" You're welcome. At Maddie underscore McIntyre said, "Loved it!" At Real Jimmy WWE, "Very inspiring and entertaining. Keep them coming." I will, be sure. I mean, totally, I will. At CM For Real, "I can dig this." At Mr. Underscore Puppet Master, "I really want a burrito now. Thanks for that." Again, everyone, you're welcome. Just kidding. Well, you know, I feel so bad because it reminds me of when I watch, like, the Food Network or something and I get hungry and I want food. So I apologize, but at the same time, I think it's hilarious. Back to the comments. Let's Talk Wrestling says, "Two thumbs up goes to Real Melina's Getting Real with Melina podcast. Can't wait for more of this." Aw, you guys are making me blush. At Justin McElhenney? Elhaney, I don't know, forgive me for saying it wrong, says, "Listening to Getting Real with Melina, wow, such a nice soothing radio voice. I can't wait for more." Thanks. Thea tells me I have a baby voice, and then John tells me that I have like a cartoon voice, so thank you for liking my voice. Wow, it really surprises me that, I don't know, this was just for fun, and then I got great responses, so thank you guys. There were a lot more tweets that were sent to hashtag Getting Real with Melina, and although they weren't mentioned on this episode, I want you to know that I read them all, and I thank you so much for these wonderful responses. I love you guys so much. Never forget that. So, at the end of the last episode of Getting Real with Melina, I talked about the Guinness Book of World Records skinny dipping record, and if anyone has ever said in their life, "I've always wanted to go skinny dipping," maybe one day, the perfect time would be the next skinny dipping world record breaking party. Think about it, people. Everybody is butt naked, so no worries about people staring at you, because there is literally a sea of naked people. That would be awesome, and I would imagine that it's a better story than just regular skinny dipping. Wait a minute. Now, it is said that 1 out of 5 people pee in pools. I am willing to bet that 3 out of 5 people at least pee in the water at the beach. And I'm just saying, if the next record-breaking party has 750 people in the water, well, with a 3 out of 5 ratio, we got a good chance of having 300 people peeing together in the water.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you just said that.
Okay, so part of me thinks, wow, that's bonding. This is how the world comes together in unity. And a way bigger part of me thinks, gross. Yeah, I don't know about that. But you know what? I don't want to sway people from not trying it because I think maybe people will hold it, right?
Ew, keep dreaming,
But I'm doing my best.
So I ask listeners to submit what they think about skinny dipping and their experiences if they have been before. Here's what they had to say. Absolutely nothing, because you guys don't share. Jeebus, people. Hasn't anyone heard of the phrase sharing is caring? Y'all get a pass this time, but lucky for us, I got my Claire Bear to help us in these moments. Here's what she had to say.
Have you ever gone skinny dipping? Strangely enough, I never have. I've never actually got the offer, but I looked at the world record for skinny dipping, and my God, is that a lot of pale ass in one place. I've never actually done skinny dipping, but I think if I did do skinny dipping in my general area with the rivers and lakes that I live around, I'd probably come out of the river or lake with leprosy or some
Dude, Claire, I do not want to go skinny dipping anywhere near you. What? This is exactly why I love you. And I love how you said, I never got the offer. Well, you're getting the offer right now. And we're going to do the next, skinny dipping record-breaking party, okay?
We got this.
Well, since Claire was the only one to say something, I'm not going to leave her hanging. And I'm going to share my little story. First, I want to say that there are two phrases that I find myself saying a lot on Getting Real with Melina, and that is, seriously, and I ain't gonna lie. And right now I'm saying, seriously, ain't gonna lie. Of course I wrote down skinny dipping on my bucket list. I want to be free. Free balling, yeah. Now, I won't share the story of my first time, because that was with my bae.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
I will definitely share a mini story, though, of when I went with my best friend Naomi. It was her bachelorette party weekend, and we rented a house and we talked about how we were all gonna go streaking and skinny dipping. Or maybe it was just me making a big deal out of it, I don't know. I remember we were saying, this is gonna be the weekend that will top all the Vegas trips that we have ever had.
Well, that was the plan.
So, when I say I'm gonna do something, I am gonna do it. And I went running from the house and I jumped into the water laughing. And I was so proud of myself. And then I realized, where is everyone?
What? I was all by myself.
Yes, all by myself.
No fair.
Now the question is, if I was the only one doing it, and there was no one else who saw me do it, did I even do it at all? Just kidding. Okay, but seriously, I shake my head at you guys, Naomi. I shake my head. Not the craziest story in the world, but hey, you get what you give, people. And you gave me nothing, so I gave you just a little smidgen. But yes, hells yeah, I'm still on this subject. So I took my search online, because I figured, oh yeah, I'm sure people tell crazy stories on the internet. Nope. But then again, I stopped my search when I came across this.
The Encyclopedia.
Much like Craigslist, I had no idea this existed. It's the content-free encyclopedia. So if you're looking for content, you won't find it here. This is really a great find. A sweet nugget of insanity that exists for your entertainment. So I figured, let's see what they say about skinny dipping. And here's a little bit of what they said on the subject. This is the history of skinny dipping. Approximately 3.8 billion years ago, the first form of life evolved. While the details are still a mystery, most scientists believe this life lived in water and that it did not wear a swimsuit, hence making it the very first skinny dipper. For eons, life lived exclusively under the water. skinny dipping popularity was at an all-time high. About 400 billion years or so later, human beings invented clothing, making them the first creatures to enter the water while not skinny dipping. Reasons to skinny dip? There are several reasons, but one is human pollution. By crowding our rivers, lakes, streams, and oceans with human pollution, we'd be crowding out the other types of pollution, such as water. A reason not to skinny dip? Because swimsuits feel good. Don't you love that drag of a swimsuit pulling you back as you're swimming? It's like Big Brother pulling you back, saying, in a soft, gentle tone, hey, slow down. You don't need to swim that fast. And don't you just love that feeling of a cold, damp swimsuit as you exit the water and the cold, along with those damp spots you leave on the seat of the car? Don't you love how the feeling lasts for hours, especially if you forgot to bring a proper swimsuit and had to swim in jean shorts? If you swum nude, you'd be dry within 20 minutes. But if you swum in jean shorts, you'd get to feel that wet shorts high that lasts for days.
What to do if you get caught? In the event of getting caught, what you do will no doubt depend on whether the other person gives a crap. If they do not give a crap, you should be fine. Although, to be on the safe side, you might want to peruse the following list and act accordingly, even if they don't give a crap. If you are caught by a person who gives a crap about skinny dipping, you should do the following. 1. Panic. 2. Act guilty. 3. Make up an excuse.
My clothes had really big holes in them, and I guess I fell out.
I've lost my clothes.
Wait for the other person to point out a painfully obvious location for clothes.
Oh, there they are. Thank you so much for helping me.
4. Act drunk. 5. Go streaking. If the above list is inadequate for the situation, here are some more things to try. 6. Conduct a civilized debate with them on the pros and cons of skinny dipping and explain how the pros outweigh the cons in this situation, or how you are violating the letter of the law but not the spirit of the law. This works especially well against police officers. Up next is a post I found on Craigslist called Satan's Marionette Puppet. Condition, fair, Lee, odd and unsettling. You'll love it. Runs around the house while you sleep and ends up in impossible places. Winks.
But no one will ever believe you.
Makes laughing noises coming from your attic.
Indestructible.
Causes mysterious and unexplainable, quote-unquote, accidents. Ladders tipping over, garbage disposals turning on, brake lines cut.
Make a great mobile for a baby's crib.
Disclaimer.
May cause irrational fear of dolls late into adulthood.
Comes with the original padlock chest it was found in after being recovered from the bottom of the ocean. Price?
10,000 souls.
Willing to trade for monkey's paw. Must have minimum of one wish left.
Bonus.
Stigmata edition.
I laughed so hard when I saw this, but if you look at this picture, this thing is not horrifying, but I'm just not a fan of dolls, especially the blinky ones. I don't want them watching me in my sleep. Are you crazy? I'm so curious to know if anyone actually took this puppet home with them. I have definitely seen creepier dolls before, and this isn't that bad, but I do see children having nightmares. Geez, I'll have nightmares. This thing is definitely great for decorating for Halloween, but yeah, no, there's no way I would take this thing, even for free. No joke, dolls creep me out worse than clowns do. I love that people write stuff like this, though. These are such creative approaches that are awesome, and it works.
Listen.
This is what I would do. I would print up this write-up and then frame it with the doll, telling people the story of,
"This is why I took the dang-nab thing."
Then people will say,
"Aw, I'm so jelly."
Mother of God.
If you have any suggestions on other sites other than Craigslist that have funny posts like this, please let me know on my Facebook or Twitter. I wanted to take this time to share a quote with you so you can get up, get out, and do something. If not, fake it.
Quote of the moment is...
Everyone who has ever taken a shower has had an idea. It's the person who gets out of the shower, dries off, and does something about it that makes a difference. Nolan Bushnell.
All right, everyone. Next time you're in the shower, hell, the next time you have a stroke of genius that hits you when you're on the crapper, take action. You never know how far these ideas are going to take you unless you try. So, of course, I was cruising the web, and I read an article on our beloved Dolph Lundgren, who is best known for playing Ivan Drago in Rocky IV, He-Man, and Gunnar Jensen in the Expendable movies.
Because of the quote of the moment,
I'm just saying. Like Chuck Norris, you know this guy is always having brilliant ideas out the wazoo when at the porcelain throne. And the proof is, look at him now. The following is from nextmovie.com. There are 10 things you don't know about Dolph Lundgren that was written in this article by Scott Harris. But instead of reading all of the 10, I'm just going to focus on one.
If you're interested in reading the entire article, the link will be on realmelina.com.
Reels presents You Don't Know Dolph.
Lights, camera, Lundgren.
Dolph knows parenting.
Skip the terrible twos, go straight to the threes. Tough love is the only love they'll ever need. Male breastfeeding is very overrated. My nipples are still sore. All three of them.
I found that on YouTube and I thought that'd be great just to put it in. So the main thing that caught my eye that you need to know about Dolph Lundgren is that he's a genius. This is what the article said. Considering what a giant slab of beef Lundgren is, and the kind of muscle-bound meatheads he frequently plays on screen, it would be easy to assume that Lundgren is as thick as his characters. But that would be selling him far, far short, because in point of fact, he's actually a genius. While he claims that the rumors of his IQ being north of 160 are exaggerated, his degrees in chemistry and chemical engineering and the prestigious Fulbright scholarship he received to attend MIT suggest he's just being modest. Plus, he speaks 7 languages, though only 3 fluently. Top that, Rocky. Hey, Scott Harris, don't you say anything bad about Rocky, cause I will get crazy up in here.
Cruise, blah, blah.
Okay, I'm sorry, people. Overreaction, but what can I say? I love Rocky.
Now, back to the article.
Holy cow, I am still tripping out about this. Like, how did I go all this time, like my whole entire life, not knowing this about Dolph Lundgren? Hey, either way, good for the guy. If you end up reading the article, you are seriously gonna say, what can't this guy do?
Seriously.
I'm curious if he's used his education in any way, shape, or form since the day he's graduated until now.
Girl, I don't know.
While we are on the subject, here are some facts to edumacate you. According to the internet, last year, 33.5% of Americans had at least a bachelor's degree. Let's just say 1/3 of our nation has a degree, and out of that 1/3, almost 1/3 of them said that they had never worked in a field related to their majors. Also, almost half of 4-year college graduates are working jobs that don't require a bachelor's degree. That's just crazy. Okay, if anyone wants to send in submissions regarding this topic, feel free. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences on this. Okay, so I just read an article in Cosmopolitan.com where they surveyed millennials about their post-college reality. Ain't gonna lie, that was kind of depressing and scary. Going back to Dolph Lundgren, I just think it would be such a shame if a brilliant mind went to waste. So here's hoping. Hey, at least we got Blossom,
aka Dr. Maya Bialik,
who gets to incorporate just a tad of her knowledge into the TV show The Big Bang Theory. I love this woman! She is a shining example of how you can be successful in entertainment, get an education, and have a family without a bunch of insanity.
Well, I'm sure there's just the right amount of insanity.
Here's a clip of her appreciating teachers.
Hi, I'm Maya Bialik. Many of you probably know me because I played Blossom on the sitcom in the 90s. I'm now on The Big Bang Theory. But I also happen to be a PhD in neuroscience, and I was raised by 2 public school teachers. I became interested in science when I was acting on Blossom. I had an amazing teacher. Her name was Firuzeh, And she was a student at UCLA at the time. And before that, I thought that science was for boys. And she really opened up kind of my mind, and my experience of science gave me confidence and really made me fall in love with science the way I thought you can only fall in love with literature or music. So I'm forever grateful to her, and thank you to all of the teachers.
I love the example she sets for people. And let's face it, you know, the woman be funny.
Whenever I'm around Sheldon, I feel like my loins are on fire. In the good way, not the urinary tract infection way.
All right, everyone. I know last week we talked about burritos. I'm sorry I didn't talk about burritos this time, but I hope you had fun. If there's any suggestions, any topics you want to touch base on, anything you want to hear, anything you want to share, just let me know, okay?
Man, now I really want to have a Rocky movie marathon.
Before we wrap up this episode, I want to ask all of you to participate in an audio submission giving me your response to this question. What's so bad about releasing balloons? Send your answers using voice memo, GarageBand, or whatever recording device you have, and let us know your response. Send them to listentomyface@gmail.com. You can be serious, you can be funny, you could be a smartass, whatever you like. Again, the question is, what's so bad about releasing balloons? Hope everyone had fun listening to this show, and it certainly is a pleasure for me. I'm Melina Perez saying thank you for listening to Getting Real with Melina. Stay strong, laugh, and don't forget to share your smile with the world. Do you have anything to say, share, or ask in regards to what you heard on this episode of Getting Real with Melina? If so, send it over to listentomyface@gmail.com. Yeah, you heard me. listentomyface@gmail.com. Audio recordings are encouraged, so please keep all submissions short and to the point.
Again, you are listening to Getting Real with Melina. Be updated on everything Melina at realmelina.com and follow me on Facebook @realmelinacom, along with Instagram and Twitter @realmelina.